Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this evening. And thank you for what you're doing in our midst. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, as led, our 5 p.m. sessions are going to be channeled more on the mind, the heart. And I think I would want to chip in a bit of things of the spirit. So it means that we're going to be looking at things pertaining to the spirit. And there are some very foundational truths that every believer must know. They are right, believing God and acting rightly, which is also like faith. These are very foundational, and we must get to know them and continually get ourselves vested in these truths. So a believer that does not understand foundationally what it means to hear from God is a believer that is definitely going to encounter some struggles or some problems. Why? Because these are very foundational of the Christian faith. And so the believer must know what it means to be led by the Spirit of God, must also continually abreast himself on these things. So another very key, you know, topic that every believer must know is the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's foundational because it's needed for your whole entire walk with God. Any believer that does not know how to be led, or that does not have a very strong understanding of what it means to be led, there is going to be a big problem. Because you will always find that believer make decisions they are not supposed to make. They get into trouble when they're not supposed to get into trouble. They are found at places of harm, disaster. And what was meant to be a blessing turns out to be something that costs their life. For example, a dear brother in the faith called me a few days ago, and he asked the question that humbled me. And he said, you know, man of God, I've been trying to fast, and the last time I did, got into a long fast, I got sick, I was told I had ulcer, my body started reacting in a way. And so he was asking, how are you able, because maybe he was just asking a general question, but he was asking me, you know. And the first thing that I spoke to him about was that you have to be led by God himself on how he has told you to do what he has primarily told you to do. So when you pick the word of God, there are general instructions. General instructions like, go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've taught you. Lo, I am with you. Go where? Which part of the world? The world is over 193 countries. In fact, one of God's amazing men who traveled comparatively, one of the highest traveling ministers all over the world, was T.L. Osborne. And he was able to travel a little over 70 countries in his lifetime. It was also said that this Nigerian faith giant, father of faith, somebody should remind me. He was also a son to T.L. Osborne. Benson Idahosa, right? Yes. So Benson Idahosa. And he also traveled a little over 70 countries. Now, which country are we supposed to go? Because the countries are many. The fact that God is saying you should go into all the world and preach the nation does not mean you should get up, pack your things in the evening. Say, where are you going, brother? Say, God has led me to Somalia. So, say, are you sure? Say, yeah, I'm sure. I feel like going to Somalia. Let me not even say God. I feel like going to Somalia. So he packs his things. Then he goes. Then the same brother is full of faith while he goes. Full of faith. Arrives in Somalia. 3 weeks, he realizes that if he doesn't leave, it will not be good at all. See, the hunger has whipped him. His lips are dry. Then he quickly picks his last transport fare back to Ghana. Right? Then he arrives in Ghana. We're trying to ask, but we thought the Lord said you should go to Somalia. How is it that you have come back very quickly? At least Somalia, you don't come back very quickly. When you go, you stay there for a couple of years. You build a church. You plant a church. And say, brother, it's not. Hey, I didn't find it easy. Oh, but didn't you trust God? Say, oh, no. I think God was. I've come back to Ghana to come and pick one or two, right? So, God told you to go. Where did He tell you to go? Right? Where did He tell you to go? Where did He tell you to go? It's going to be found in some very primary things, like being led of the Spirit. There are general instructions. You find out that Paul is supposed to go preach. In Acts of Accounts, the Spirit suffereth him not to go. He was supposed to go. He wanted to go into Mysia. He was suffered not by the Spirit. Then he wants to go into another city. He was suffered not by the Spirit. Then the Spirit leads him in a vision to Macedonia. So, there are general instructions like pray. But the ingredient of God's leading in the Spirit teaches us when specifically we should. Now, even though the Bible says we should pray without ceasing, you know, Thessalonians 5:17, there are specific times where there are going to be leads on specific periods that we're supposed to be given to prayer. Right? So, though that the Word of God gives us general instructions, there are general instructions that are given by God's Word. Things that we're supposed to do generally. Pray. Fast. Preach. Make disciples. Build churches. But all of these specifics are going to be hidden when we understand how to be foundationally led by the Spirit of God. So I remember telling this brother, first response I gave him, I said, you have to be led by God's Spirit. You have to be led by God's Spirit on how He wants you to do it. You have to be led by God's Spirit. The fact that He tells you to do something does not, you know, generally mean you should just jump in into it. There are supposed to be leadings of the Spirit of how He wants you to execute what He wants you to do. I remember a great minister of God. He was going to minister somewhere, and he just had a leading that he was going to teach the people, the specific town, on bread of life. But apparently, that town, they sort of hated bread. And they had very serious issues with bread. So while he was about going, he just had a lead that instead of using the example bread of life to explain Jesus, he should use rice of life, because that was what the people agreed to, and that was what they understood, and that was what they received. So in all of his bread of life explanations, he tends to use rice of life, because to them, rice was life. Now, the reasons why Jesus calls himself the bread of life was not because he is bread. No, it was because in that particular day, in Jewish tradition, bread was very precious. In that day, if you had bread in a home, you almost had everything. They didn't have salad and all of those things we have today. So bread was very precious. In fact, bread is very precious to the Jewish man in that time. So when Jesus uses the analogy of bread, he uses something that they can relate to and that they can understand in their present day. Then he brings it to light. So you can almost tell that we have to be led in everything. Now, there's a general evangelism, but there are also times where there are going to be leadings as to where to do that evangelism. And that's what brings in the increase. That's what brings in the harvest that we're looking for. So while there are general instructions, the believer will have to know which of them to use. So then, I shared a story with this brother. Maybe a story I've shared with you. Maybe I've never shared with you. I don't know. But I remember telling this brother, I said, you know what? One time I was in a fast, and I was asleep. And while asleep, I saw myself, people of God, in front of a chop bar in my sleep. So I woke up and I said, No, but the thing I'll tell you is that I was not feeling too well in my body. I was not feeling too well. No, I was not feeling well. But I still wouldn't want to, you know, sort of like break the fast or the prayer. So I just thought, when I sleep, then the second time I got into sleep again and I saw myself in front of a chop bar. It happened 3 times, if I can remember how many times it happened. So I closed my eyes again. Then I saw myself in front of a chop bar. Then I knew that what God was telling me was that you have to go and eat now. You have to go and eat. So I got up understanding what God was leading me to do at that point in time. And people of God, the kind of banko I bought in Okro Super, I ate it. The next day, I repeated it again. The third day, I repeated it again. Then I realized that, oh, now I was very fine. Then I told him, I said, you know, there are people who have shared instances where they fasted, they got sick, they fasted, they got that, they did this, they got a certain kind of condition, they did this, something happened, this is something happened. And I told him, I said, if we would just listen and be led by God's Spirit in every circumstance, those casualties will not come. I remember giving a couple of you some instructions a couple of months before, and I told you guys, I said, I sense the Lord is telling every one of us, just drink a lot of water. Now, as to why those instructions come in, I can't tell. But they are leadings of the Spirit. Just drink a lot of water. Make sure you have water just on you. As to who it is related to or whoever it is directed to, we can't tell. So these are very foundational. Foundational. Sometimes you get to know somebody, and because you are led by the Spirit of God, you get to know there are some very vital details I should not be sharing with this person. It's a lead. You receive promptings by the Spirit of God. Or you get to know this person is a very dangerous person. It's a dangerous person. This is dangerous. Let me just be slow. Sometimes you're going somewhere and you feel like, this is not something that I should be doing, or this is not somewhere I should be going. It's happened to me twice. I remember the first time I got caught by police. I was in Tamale. I remember I was just preparing to go out, and then it just had a lead, you know, just something is off. And I know it when something is off. And that's what I'm about to teach you, 5 p.m. sessions. Because this year we want to have an exciting, Spirit-filled year of more of everything. But I was still saying, you know, I really need to go. I have to be there. Then here is the policeman. He has just wired us like that. And we are standing there. We are standing there. I'm standing there. And me, if you know me, I do not give bribes to whoever. Yes, I don't give bribes to anybody. We'll stand there till the sun falls on all of us. Yes, I don't give bribe to anybody. So I told him, I said that he was trying to say, no, you have to do this, you have to. I said, no, me, I don't have anything for you. Respectfully, I'm a man of God too. And I don't like to give those things. Okay, I said, but you know something? I can see and I can hear and I can know. And right now, as I speak to you, your sister is this. I mentioned the name, and he stood now. He was now quiet, and he was now looking at me. He was now looking at me. He said, come this way. I followed him. And I said, would you let me go, or you still want me to stay? He said, no. We'll talk about it. So he took my number too. That was the end of it. The second person that caught us, I was with Sir Louis, and then, what do you call it? The same thing. I used the same. I'll not give you any money. Yes. That's why I watch myself, so that I don't do anything I'm not supposed to do. Yes. And he too, I mentioned the name. I said, this is supposed to be coming. This. I said, if you don't let me go, I'll not pray for you. If you let me go, I'll pray for you to come. And he made me go. So if you listen to the leading of God's Spirit, it will become the reasons why you escape a lot of unwanted. Yeah. This year, wherever there will be disasters, there will be calamities, there will be issues, you will leave there. You will leave there before it happens. You will leave there quickly before it happens. The moment you leave there, you will be safe. Because you're going to learn to be led by the Spirit of God in all situations and in all circumstances. Yes, you won't find yourself in buses that are supposed to be hurt. You won't find yourself in places that are the leading of the Spirit, as you are taught to yield to the Spirit's promptings in leading, is what will save you, is what will keep you. Your businesses are going to do well this year. Because you're going to be led as to where to put your money, where not to put your money, where to save, where not to save, what business to start, what business not to start. You're going to be led on these small, small things. Yes, Ken Hagen shares a story of a man who became a millionaire in his day. Just by primarily following the leading of the Spirit in investments, he would spend 3 days locked in a room praying as to where to put his money. He receives leadings in his heart. He just says, okay, this time when I entered 3 days praying, I feel my money should go here. He puts it there. The money doubles or triples or quadruples. And the investment shoots. So that's what I'm going to be teaching you in this 5 p.m. sessions. I believe strongly that this is something that's very foundational that we all must get to lay a grip, lay our hands on. So that in Jesus' name, nothing will take us by surprise. Nothing should take us by surprise. Nothing should take us by surprise. We trust the grace of God and the gift of that perfect help who is the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. Nothing should take us by surprise. Nothing should take us by surprise. Nothing should take us by surprise. Yes, nothing should take us by surprise. So we're going to be looking at, you know, just yielding and understanding how to be led by the Spirit of God. You see, you can receive leadings on everything. Yes, because you're a son of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. I have like 20 minutes more, or maybe 15 minutes more with you. We'll take it in bits. So don't miss the 5 p.m. sessions, the prayer sessions and the teaching sessions. The 5 p.m. are wired around things of the spirit, the mind, the heart. The 10 p.m. miscellaneous teachings. Then we'll continue. So he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We're sons of God, aren't we? So we are going to be led by the Spirit of God. Going to be led by the Spirit of God. In this year, we'll have promptings as touching every minute detail of our life. Because we're going to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. Decisions to be made will be made. Decisions to be stopped will be stopped. Even in the minor decisions of our lives, there's going to be an influence of God's Spirit. So we are sons of God. So we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. We're going to be led by the Spirit of God. We're going to know what to do. We're going to know the time to do what to do. We're going to know the season that we are in. We're going to be able to pick impulses by the Spirit and yield to what the Spirit demands as yielding to in the season. So, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, Paul is trying to help us understand that sons of God are those who are led by the Spirit. You cannot say you're a believer and not have the leading of the Holy Ghost. It's impossible. It's impossible. You see, the reason why I really in my life cannot blame God for anything is that I somehow, I'm too confident in the fact that there is nothing else that happens that God never draws our attention to. If it's that important, He draws our attention to it. But it's just that we don't respond. We don't pick up those promptings on leading. Sometimes we pick them up and we despise them. So, oh, I just thought it was just coming to me. Why would you just thought it was just coming to you? Why would you just thought it was just coming to you? You get impulses on your heart and you thought it was just you. And a lot of you have that sort of experience. So, I knew this thing. I saw this thing. It occurred to my heart. I just woke up one day and there was this emotion, not knowing that there was something hidden about happening. But the issue is whether you will always allow yourself and yield to that leading of the Spirit that you have. But as these teachings come, you're going to see clarity into following the lead of God's Spirit. Our last scripture, we have a long discussion on this actually. In Proverbs 20:27. Proverbs 20:27. He says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. One of the things I want to establish very clearly is that we all are going to be led by the Spirit in our spirit. So man has a spirit, or man is a spirit. He has a soul, and then he lives in a body. Right? So man is a spirit, has a soul. The soul comprises the will, the intellect, the emotions, everything that's mental, the mental faculties, the reasonings, those are all in the soul. So everything, emotion, will, intellect, it's all in the soul. So he is a spirit. The real man is a spirit, has a soul. Then that man who is a spirit, has a soul, then has the body as his container. So it means that if we're going to be led by the Spirit, remember when the Holy Spirit inhabits in man, he actually inhabits in his spirit. So he that is joined with the Lord becomes or is one spirit with him. So it means that where the Holy Spirit actually dwells, or what the Holy Spirit is entangled and mingled with, is the spirit of man. Right? So the Holy Spirit regenerates the spirit, which is the old man, and he becomes one with him. And so, the spirit of man, which is the real man, is the light bulb of the Lord. You see, when it's dark and you need direction, you need light direction. See, when you have a candle, you lit it up, that candle lights up the spot, right? Then it brings direction to whatever it is you want to do. You could have a light bulb. When you switch on the light bulb lightens up the space. And so, the spirit of a man, which is inhibited by the Holy Spirit, is that spirit that is the light bulb of the Lord. It means that God is going to be enlightening. He's going to be guiding. He's going to be instructing. Not on the body. Not also on the soul. But in the spirit. So how God leads us is going to be via the spirit. is not going to be via the body. It's from the body we also get the feeling. I feel. No, we are not feeling here. So the leadings and the promptings and the enlightenings and the guidance is going to be in the spirit. So that's where the leading is going to come from. So many times when we talk about the leading of God's spirit, it almost seems like people play cha-cha. Like, oh, okay, this is... No, we are not playing cha-cha. It's actually that's something that's true. And then you find other people seeking guidance, you know, through other means. And then you see that they get into trouble. Sometimes they try to judge God's spiritual leading by a physical sense. How do you do that? You look at things from a mental point of view. And then you endeavor to reason it out. No, that's not how you go about it. You don't look at things from a mental standpoint of view. And then you want to reason it out. Like, you want to use your reasoning capabilities to reason out an answer. No. What is going to happen is that the wisdom of God is going to always well up from the Spirit. That's where true wisdom is. That's where the Holy Spirit is. So the Holy Spirit is going to guide us through our spirits. Not from a mental standpoint. Not from the point where we have to reason things out. Not from mentalities. Not from ideologies. Just like the word of God never said, the body of the Lord is the candle of the Lord. No, the spirit of the Lord is the candle of the Lord. It means God's going to be prompting us. You see, there are promptings of prayer, promptings of study, promptings of taking God's word seriously. One time I was praying, and I remember so clearly, I looked up, and I just received a prompting in my heart that the enemy was trying to cause a bumpy way ahead. I just looked up and I saw. I just knew in my heart. And how was he going to do that? What searching in my heart? I said, okay, he was going to stop you from studying. He was going to stop you from praying. He was going to stop you from this. It's like he was going to attack you from all sides so that your prayer life, your study life, whatever it is you have to do is just some way. So I received leads weeks before I started to see. And I was actually waiting for it. I was actually waiting for it. Till I saw that something happened. This happened. That happened. This happened. That happened. I was like, oh, I see. I received that in my spirit. Not my body. Because my body is not the candle of the Lord. Not my mind. My mind is not the candle of the Lord. My spirit is that candle of the Lord. So, during these sessions, we're going to be paying attention to these primary foundational topics that make us believers, right? True, real believers. You can't be a believer and not know how to be led by the Spirit of God. Topics in the Bible, I think I promised to teach them every year. One of them is how to be led by the Spirit of God or hearing the voice of God. These are very primary things that are needed. Some things like faith, some things like honor. They are lifelines of the Christian walk. You can't do without it. They can't even grow cold or old. Something like prayer. You can't do without teaching prayer. Prayer, you should teach it every 3 to 4 months, every 3 to 4, extensively. So in this year, as we neglect not the help of God, we're going to pay attention to leadings. We're going to pay attention to lead. That's how our evangelisms will grow. That's how our discipleships will grow. You know, there are times where you just are there and you just receive a lead of the Spirit that No. You should go to your evangelism spots the whole week, or the rest of the 2 weeks, or the whole month. You might not understand why, but you'll be shocked that adherence to that instruction is what will bring in whatever it is we're looking for. This year we're receiving amazing leads in the Holy Ghost. You know, help is in leads. The Holy Spirit can lead you to speak to one person, and that person becomes the reason why they affiliate you to another person, and another person affiliates you to another person, and then help comes. Yes, they are all leads of the Spirit. It's not try your luck. No. You receive a lead. No, call this person. Talk to this person. Speak to them. Then you see that the answer comes. Father, in Jesus' name, as we pay attention to being led by the Spirit, let these words not only come with sounds, but let it come with tangible abilities to cause us to be led by the Holy Spirit. As we embark on these teaching sessions, God's grace in the Holy Ghost is going to be abundant, leading us in natural things of life, leading us in the spiritual things of life, leading us even in the spiritual activities that couple spiritual growth. And together, as a church, we'll have more. In Jesus' name, amen.